Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about putting on a new self. As we're made new in Christ, what does that look like? How does God expect us to live if we're clothed in Christ? What is it that we put on to wear that resembles Christ? And today we're going to talk and pray about a self of kindness and putting on kindness as a part of our life, as a characteristic of who we are, as a representative of Jesus. Second Timothy 2:24 says, "And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, and not resentful." In context, Paul's writing to Timothy about leadership. Leadership within the church, how to conduct the affairs of the church gathering, the body of Christ. And one of those characteristics is important. Several that are in this verse that, well, it is easy to overlook. The first is the reference to a servant. When the Bible talks about leadership within the church, it is almost always talking about someone that's serving God, that's serving people, that's serving one another. Jesus made it very clear that the rulers of this world lord it over their subjects, but that's not the way it's supposed to be within God's body, within the church. Sometimes we get so caught up in positions of authority that we lose sight of the service of authority. But he says within that servant, those who seek to represent Jesus, those who are called by God, must not be quarrelsome. And I think the longer that society goes in the direction that it has been, the more quarrelsome we become. We have to be right. And social media has allowed us a venue to consistently point out we have to be right. And there are times where if you post anything that seems to be somewhat controversial on any social media platform, you will likely have people object to it and argue with you that you don't even know. And they don't even know you. Because we have to be right. We can't see something and not respond to it, not object to it. And God says his people aren't supposed to be that way. Rather than to be quarrelsome, we're to be kind. We're to put on that self of kindness. And when we do that, it changes how we interact with people. It changes how we relate to them. When we're kind, we're more able to teach. I don't know about you, but I think most people tend to turn off that quarrelsome voice pretty quickly. And even if they are right, that attitude that wants a fight doesn't go very far in teaching others, in instructing, in training others to be what God wants them to be. And so how we approach one another, how we approach situations must be filled with kindness, so that we can instruct, so that we can encourage, so that we can be the servant that God has called us to be. You see, as God gave these instructions to clothe ourselves with Christ, to put on the new self, He made it very clear that for that to be effective, we have to take off the old clothing. We have to take off the old self. And in this case, He says we have to take off the quarrelsome attitude. We have to take off the need to always be right in the eyes of people. Yes, we do want to be right in the eyes of God. We do want His righteousness bestowed upon us. But being right with God and being made right with God is not the same thing as having to be right in every situation on earth in the eyes of people. And so we take off that garment of quarrelsomeness, if that's such a word, and we learn to put on kindness. Kindness is a trait that helps us to listen, that helps us to understand, that helps us to overlook. The Bible says that we should love one another deeply, for love covers a multitude of sins. That's kindness multiplied over and over again, to where even when we believe we have a right to argue, that we step back and approach the situation with kindness. It doesn't mean that we refuse to confront sin. It doesn't mean that we refuse to be involved in the teaching and correcting of someone that's heading down the wrong path of life. It simply means that our approach to doing so is different than what it was before we put on Christ and before we put on this new self, this self of kindness. You see, God's desire is that people would know Him, that we would get along as a family, that we would love one another. And we do that when we choose to reject that quarrelsome attitude that so easily infects us as individuals, and in doing so, it infects the body of Christ. And just as quarreling with one another is very contagious, so is kindness. I love some of the social media memes that go around that says, if you can be anything, be kind. And so many times we set our goal and we set our focus on something very lofty and idealistic in nature. We're told over and over, you can do whatever you want, you can be whatever you want to be. And we set our sights on things that have no eternal value sometimes. And what would happen if we set our sights on being kind? And choosing not to quarrel with those that we disagree with. Continuing to speak the truth in love. The Bible's clear about that. But we change our attitude. We change the way that we approach those that we disagree with. We begin from a point of listening. We begin from a point of love. We begin from a point of trying to understand. And as far as it is possible with us, we live at peace with one another through this characteristic of kindness. God's desire for you and me today is that we would show the world His love. Even as the world wants to promote love in a way that is often self-seeking and self-satisfying, we want to take up that mantle of servanthood that says God's love is giving and God's love is forgiving. And I don't believe we'll ever accomplish that if we continually hold on to a quarrelsome attitude. But rather that today we choose, and every day we choose, to be kind. And we seek God's help in how to deal with the difficult situations of life with kindness. How to deal with the disagreements of life with kindness. How to hold fast to the truth and still be kind. How to lift up Jesus and make Him known. As we pray today, it's my prayer that each one of us would choose to take off the cloak of being quarrelsome and put on a cloak of kindness, and that together we serve one another and we serve the world. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself and given us what we need in order to put on Christ. To be clothed with a new self as we take off the old self. As we live as those who sin flesh heart has been removed and replaced with a godly heart. And Father, today as we consider what it looks like, as we consider our own attitudes, may You help us to take on that attitude of serving one another, that we would notice those times where we tend to be quarrelsome, that You would help us to take off that need, that nature of being quarrelsome, and put on a garment of kindness. And that garment of kindness would define who we are. It would direct how we live, how we interact with one another. Father, that we would be able to teach accurately Your word because of the kindness that we share it with. That we would not walk around life with that chip on our shoulder that's constantly looking for a fight and finding it. But when we choose not to quarrel, that we would choose to listen, to understand, to love. That we would continue to seek what is good and right and holy. We would continue to lift those things up as we lift up Jesus. But Father, that our attitude about doing so would be also good and pure and holy. Father, whether we're the one that is offended by something that we want to quarrel with, or whether we state something that others want to quarrel with, may we choose not to be involved with an attitude of having to be right just because I'm right. May we cling to the truth of Your word. May we live as those that have resolved to know nothing but Christ and Him crucified. May all that we do, may all that we say, may all that we think continually be brought into line with Your will and Your word. May Your Spirit direct us and guide us and help us to hold our responses when that immediate flesh response is quarrelsome. God, today, help us to be kind. Help us to know what that looks like in every situation we face. May we understand it in a different way. perhaps than we've ever understood kindness before. May we see the value, not just in the way that we interact with others, but in the way that we represent Jesus. And God, today, as we lift up Jesus, may many be brought to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.